you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
You're listening to How to LA, the podcast that brings you closer to the city's heartbeat. I'm Brian De Los Santos. We've heard about hip-hop and jazz in West Adams and Lemur Park, and talked about punk and rock bands in the San Fernando Valley. This time, we're going to street records. That's with number threes in the name, in Alhambra, a small city between Pasadena and East LA. Street Records, it's right in the middle of the hustle and bustle of Main Street, snuggled between many restaurants, boutiques, cafes, and entertainment. The standing chalkboard sign at the front of the shop is pretty inviting. And inside the cozy space, there's art on the walls, like a Lauryn Hill vinyl mosaic. With players and records everywhere, from Aretha Franklin classics,
Only You, Can Heal My Soul,
to Beyoncé's Renaissance.
Boy, I know you can't help but to be yourself around me, yourself around me.
Angel Ligo, a longtime Alhambra resident, opened up the shop in November 2021.
Collecting records and listening to music has always been sort of my sanctuary, and so that was exactly what I envisioned for the shop to be.
She definitely appeals to music lovers, but also community members who just want to show their art or talents. Angel hosts open mics and invites artists to her space. We started our conversation with Angel, learning about the shop's impact on Alhambra and really the city's impact on her.
My name is Angel Ligo. I am the curator of Street Records in Alhambra, California. And it's our neighborhood record store that has been here for about 2 years. It's the first record shop that Alhambra's seen in 20 years. So I'm really excited to be able to bring that back to the community.
As a city that is sort of on the outskirts of East LA, a lot of the people in Alhambra have been living here for many years, and so the sound is still very much oldies and that Chicano, you know, Latin sound that is just so soulful. Joe Patan. A lot of the community here still really look for that.
You grew up around this area and you're back here now with your own shop. You have history here. Tell me about the community itself and how you were so inspired to create space for your own community.
I'm the first generation Filipino American here, and Alhambra was my hometown where my family immigrated to, and I actually learned how to play piano in Alhambra when Pedrini music was still on Main Street. So that was where we bought our sheet music, and, you know, where we would look at instruments and buy music. I learned piano and I played piano for about 13, 14 years. I also sang as a part of the choir at the church. To be able to kind of bring back that musical experience as part of the town again has just, again, been just the most rewarding experience.
I love that. And there is a special significance in the name of your store, yes, Street Records.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Okay, so Street Records, if you look at our logo, it's the threes are actually 33 and a third, which is actually the revolutions per minute that a record spins at. But also Street Records, the name Street actually comes from my father, who, when he first immigrated to Alhambra, had started his own newspaper business, Filipino-American Community Newspaper, which he named Street News. So Street Records is kind of the continuing legacy of my family, and it really is a family business. It is a family passion project, and so I really couldn't have done this without my entire family.
So why don't you describe the vibe that you were going for when you tried to open up the shop in 2021?
Collecting records and listening to music has always been sort of my sanctuary. And so that was exactly what I envisioned for the shop to be, an extension of a sanctuary that I wanted to invite people to be a part of as well, invite the community mainly. Since it's been 20 years that Alhambra has had a record shop, so that's been sort of the most rewarding part about it, is bringing this to the community. And so this is the space where I invite people to be from any walks of life to come and enjoy the music the way that I did growing up as a kid. So you'll find that there's a lot of soul, oldies, funk, disco. We have a really great selection of 12-inch singles that we have a lot of DJs in the area that like to dig through. So 12-inch singles, hip-hop, disco, funk singles that they can use in their, you know, when they're DJing. But also, of course, since it is a community space, a selection is a reflection of what comes in and out from the people that live in the community. So, of course, there's classic rock and 80s. Course, more modern, you know, contemporary, indie. And we like to think that there is something here for everybody.
You know what I've noticed, that record shops are not just like selling music, they're also putting art on the walls that may be from someone of the community. They also open up the shops to create community space for folks. You know, is that part of your, you know, record shop?
Yes, definitely. So a big part of this shop and the image that I wanted the shop to be, as I mentioned, was a community space. And so we have events that we host. We really want to be a platform for up and coming artists and rising artists to be able to share their talent, and but not only musicians. So our open mics have had, you know, stand-up comedians and poetry and spoken word, and you know, we invite all talent, and that's the type of space that I imagine this to be, to continually evolve into, is just somewhere safe for everyone to feel like they can share something unique. He used to get hurt
by all the girls. We'll be back with more from Angel and Street Records in a bit.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Thanks for sticking around. I'm back with the Angel.
I want to know, what are the things that you're listening to that may put people on a new sound or something that you're really looking forward in 2024 that's coming out of Los Angeles?
So actually, now that you mention, two of our street family members, I like to call them, who also work here, they are each part of two different bands. One is Healing Gems. So if you're into the sort of Tropicalia lounge, Latin jazz sound, definitely check them out. And the other is The Intelligence. They are more of the like post-punk, garage punk sound. So if that's the type of music that you're into, definitely check them out. But as far as stuff that we've had in shop that we've been, you know, promoting or that have just come out, if you've heard of Pearl and the Oysters, they were just recently signed a couple, maybe a few months ago, to the Stone's Throw record label in Highland Park, California. They're an incredible band. They have a few shows coming up, so if you're willing to catch them, they're incredible. And, you know, as we are a space that invites in local music and rising artists, if there's anyone there trying to look to showcase their music, we definitely will invite you to come and bring your music here, and we'll be happy to play it and share it in store for you.
You know, in the age of Spotify and Apple Music and everything going so digital, okay, why create space in a record shop? That's an old form. Like, when people ask you this question, what do you tell them?
Well, you'll be surprised that a lot of sounds and a lot of music and a lot of artists and bands have gone undiscovered and are only on vinyl. So you'll be surprised that a lot of records, a lot of cuts that are on singles only, on 45s, you'll never see the light of day in streaming. And so I think that's what record stores will bring, and that's why they are gems in the communities that they're in, because they will have music that you won't see, but are now ability to be shared because they are in physical format being sold and you know, being played. And of course, just because in an age where everything happens so fast and we're consuming so much content, I always encourage for people to take some time to just slow down and be present. And with records, I think you could physically pick it up and play it and play from beginning to the end and flip it over. And that's always something that I've loved about records, and wanting to share that with the community, even though it is an age of technology and streaming. I just can't let you go. Everyone knows I've been trying to get you back, and I'm not lying, baby. The best way to support artists is to buy physical format, go to concerts, and, you know, if you love your favorite band or favorite artist, buy their music and go see them live. It's the best experience ever.
That was Angel Ligo, music creator at Street Records. The store is located on 111 West Main Street, open Tuesdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is the last part of our series, but we know there's way more music that's part of the LA fabric. Let us know who are some cool people and spots building community that you would love to hear on this show. Email us at howtola@secpr.org. One more thing. This series was produced by our former intern, Tony Morales. We just want to say thanks for his contributions to the How to LA team during his time here. Catch more of his work on Instagram at Tony3M. We really hope you enjoyed the series, and thanks for listening to How to LA. This episode was produced by Tony Morales. The rest of the team is Erica Washington, Evan Jacoby, Monica Bushman, Victoria Alejandro, and Megan Botel. Our executive producer is Megan Larson. Our engineer is Hasmik Pagosian. And I'm your host, Brian De Los Santos. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.